Howdy do, spoken word family, how are you? I trust that you are well. Now it's a hearty welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time, and it's just big up and thank you to those of you who are already family. Thank you, thank you. Now this is another episode of The Spoken Word, and I'm your girl, MGW. Before we go any further, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to bless your name even now. We just want to honor you. We want to ascribe all glory, all power, all honor, all praise, everything that is due to you. We give it to you even now, recognizing that you are God Almighty. You are the only wise God. You are the only true God. You are the God who is faithful even when we are faithless. You are the God who sees us. You are the God who hears us. You are the God who answers even before we call. And so, Lord, we just thank you for another opportunity to come. And as we come, we are confident that we will not move from your presence the way that we came. In fact, we will say it was a good thing to be in your presence. And so, Lord, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. You are indeed our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to quickly encourage someone today, and we'll be looking at three verses from the book of Habakkuk, and we're really saying we will not be silent. I do believe that this song has been in my heart and in my spirit since I heard it last in corporate worship, and I'm just declaring that I will not be silent, and I want you to declare that regardless of what's happening in your life in this season, you will not be silent. You will always worship Jehovah. You will always worship Yahweh. Now let's listen to what those verses say in Habakkuk. So again, Habakkuk 3, and I'll read verse 17 through to 19. Let's go with the NIV version first. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. That's NIV. Let's hear how the message puts these same three verses. Though the cherry trees don't blossom and the strawberries don't ripen, though the apples are worm-eaten and the wheat field stunted, though the sheep pens are sheepless and the cattle barns empty, I'm singing joyful praise to God. I'm turning cartwheels of joy to my Savior God, counting on God's rule to prevail. I take heart and gain strength. I run like a deer. I feel like I'm king of the mountain. Can somebody just say hallelujah? And I pull two verses from the Amplified because I really want to stir somebody's spirit to not look at what your physical eyes are seeing, but remember that God is provider. Remember that he's the God of your salvation. So for verse 18 from the Amplified, it says, yet I will choose to. So we're seeing that we have to make the choice. Because of course, when you look at what you have been going through, when you look at the position now, you're wondering, can I come back from this? Will things change? But can I tell you that seasons don't last forever? So this may feel like a season of drought. This may look like a season of drought. This may taste like a season of drought. But be expectant. Be expectant that spring is coming again. You're not going to be stuck at the place of drought. So Amplified said, with everything that is happening, yet I will choose to shout in exultation in the victorious God of my salvation. It's a choice that we have to make. So when we're saying that we will not be silent, of course, there are so many reasons for you to be muzzled. There are so many reasons for you not to open your mouth. There are so many reasons for you to say, I'm not going to pray anymore. I'm not going to praise anymore. There are so many reasons. But can I pull on someone right now to remember what David said? David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. So I will bless the Lord in my seasons of drought. I will bless the Lord in my seasons of despair. I will bless the Lord in seasons of defeat. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises will continually be upon my mouth, upon my lips. His praises. Hallelujah. So when we're saying do not be silent, I'm challenging you to put that flesh under subjection. I'm challenging you to ask the Holy Spirit to rise to the occasion, to rise to the fore, to say, Lord, I really don't feel like, but I know that I need to, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. In times of weaknesses, your God said that he will be strong for you. So though you are weak, he will make you strong. One way to really experience that strength, to come into that strength of Almighty God, is to praise him. It's called a yet praise. It's a praise in anticipation. It's a praise with expectation. It's no ordinary praise. It's a praise that shifts the atmosphere. I'm really pulling on you today. I'm pulling on you in this hour. I don't know if it's your night season. I don't know if it's your midnight hour. But even if it's your midnight hour, you are positioned. You are at a pivotal point. Because what comes after midnight is the new day. It becomes a daybreak. So even though you may not have cherry trees, you may not have strawberries, you may not have fig tree, you may not have grapes, you may not have cattle, you may not have the things that Habakkuk, the minor prophet, mentioned, but you do have some situations that nothing is happening for it. Nothing is happening in your relationship. Nothing is happening in your finances. Nothing seems to be happening, I should say. Nothing seems to be happening in your health. But even though I am saying, pull up a praise. I am saying, put a praise on it. Because something is about to happen. There is about to be a change. Bless the name of Jesus. Let's hear what the Amplified says for verse 19. And this is giving us all the reasons why we're going to do that yet praise. The Lord God is my strength. Who is your strength? Sorry to disappoint you, but your strength is not in your spouse. Your strength is not in your children. Your strength is not in your job. Your strength is not in your business. Your strength is in the Lord God Almighty. So the Lord God is my strength. And by strength, we're saying your source of courage, your invincible army. So when the host of hell comes up on you, remember that there's an army that is with you that cannot be defeated. And he has made your feet steady and sure like hinds feet. What you're going through, you're supposed to be wobbling under it. What you're going through, you are supposed to be creeping. You're not supposed to be standing. But may I just even remind somebody about that Acts 3 account? When that man was placed in the position he was begging, and the disciple says, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus. When we go through that account, it tells you that the strength started coming to his ankle. So he was now able to not just stand, but he went leaping, praising, rejoicing in God. And that's it. So you are supposed to be on your knees. You're supposed to be on the ground, not standing. But he said he has made your feet steady and sure like hinds feet. He makes you walk forward with spiritual confidence on your high places of challenges and responsibilities. Can somebody praise the Lord? You know, if we were in a physical gathering, it would be a point where we would say, can I get an amen? But I pray that somebody will feel that strength. Somebody will say, you know what? I am going to praise. I am going to praise. I'm not going to be silent under these obstacles and challenges and responsibilities and pain. I am not going to be silent. Even if it is that your voice may not be as loud as mine is, even if it's a whisper. There's a song that says, whisper his name. And that's it. Whether you whisper the name of Jesus, whether you shout the name of Jesus like blind Bartimaeus, he hears. His ears are not clogged, that he will not hear you. And he's a God who will answer when he hears. And so I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you to put a praise. You may not even feel it, but as you continue to praise, as you continue to push past your circumstances and your situation and praise, I guarantee you that something will be different. You know what's going to be different first and foremost? Your atmosphere is going to shift. Your atmosphere is going to shift. The presence of the Lord will overtake you. Where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. Some things cannot go into the presence of the Lord. The baggages, the heaviness, the burden, they will have to drop off your shoulders, drop off your head wherever you're carrying them. They will have to let loose, set you free. And so somebody just needs to shift their atmosphere. Somebody needs to just shift their atmosphere and watch God do this. Watch God restore. Watch God strengthen you. Watch God put you back into strategic and divine alignment. Watch God do it. Watch God finish what he has started. The word of God says in Philippians 1 verse 6, I believe, he who hath begun a good work, he will bring it through to completion. What the enemy meant for evil, God will turn it around for good. So even if it's a bad thing, God is able to make it into a good work and bring it to completion. The God of your salvation will be exalted in your situation if you choose to change your perspective. Change your perspective and see him for who he is. The I am that I am. Whatever you need God to be in this hour, in this season, he's able to be that and more. He's the God of the exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask, imagine, or think. Habakkuk started out asking questions because there were just so many things, injustices, everything that was happening, and he decided to put his question forth to God. How long, God? We ask those questions. How long? I've been ill. I've been challenged with this, but how long? You have sent your word, but how long? I'm still waiting. But change your position. The word of God, whatever word he has spoken and released over your life, it cannot go back and say, God, I did not remember to do this. Or God, I failed to do this. Or God, this was too hard. No. The report that is going back to God is that I did this. It was accomplished. It's done. That's what Jesus said when he went on the cross. It is finished. So take it from the point to know that what you're going through, it's already finished. The desired end is already there. The expected end, it awaits you. But until you get to it, shift your atmosphere, shift your perspective. A pulling up on someone. You went through yesterday. You went through last night. You went through this morning. But at this point, it's the moment of shifting. It's a moment of changing. You cannot remain silent. You cannot remain silent. And I'm just going to play, sorry, I'm going to play the song in this background, and we're just going to pray. We are just going to pray because you will not remain silent. And I'm going to play that same song. We do not own any copyrights to any songs played on the spoken word. And I'm going to play the Victoria Orenzi version. I'm just going to play a short part of that one. And if you feel led, play something that will pull on your worship today. Play something that will pull on your worship tonight. But you cannot be silent. You cannot be silent. Hallelujah.
And
Let that be your declaration. You will not be silent. As long as you're breathing. And Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God. We thank you that you see us at our varying points of needs. We thank you, Almighty God, that you've even said in your word that one will chase 1,000 and two will put 10,000 to flight. And so we understand that there's a power with unity and togetherness. And so, Lord, we come together another time because iron sharpeneth iron. So those of us, dear Father, who are not feeling as if we can pull up, dear Father, we extend our hands, not our hands physically, but your hands, God. As a matter of fact, your righteous right hand. We extend our hands symbolically to those who are down and we pull them up even now. We pull them up now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pull them up from the place of Lodibar. We pull them up from the place of despair. We pull them up from the place of rejection. We pull them up from the place of disappointments. We pull them up, dear Father, from the place of lack and limitations, Almighty God. And we speak to the spirit man to lift up praise. Hallelujah. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise your name, Almighty God. And Lord, the mere fact that the chest area is still moving up and about, there is still a breath. The very fact, God, that if they were to put a finger under the nostril, they will feel the air coming out. There is still a breath, God. So instead of using that breath to complain and to worry and to cry, dear Father, we're converting it into praise. Hallelujah. We're converting it into worship. Hallelujah. Oh, dear Father, hallelujah. We lift up praise knowing that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through you to the pulling down of stronghold, God. Lord, we pray that our hallelujahs will thunder. We pray that our hallelujahs will roar, Almighty God. Hallelujah. That even that which is not the lion, but presents himself as if their father, he will literally tremble because he would hear the real roar of the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Lord, we declare in the atmosphere that it has to shift and line up to the word of God. Lord, we release some joyful praise. Some joyful praise, dear Father. Some trading off of some heaviness. some heaviness, some heavy weight and burdens that your children have been carrying, your son has been carrying, your daughter has been carrying their father. Because Lord, you said to cast the cares upon you because you care. And so Lord, we use a Holy Ghost shovel. For it's not even a shovel for some of the weight and the baggage, but an excavator, and we dig and we lift and we put them on you, Almighty God, so that your son can be free and your daughter can be free to just say, praise the Lord. Can be free just to say, hallelujah. Can be free just to say, amen. Can be free just to say, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. For that mouth that has not been lifted up in praise and adoration. We pray and we declare even now that from the depths of the Spirit, Almighty God, a praise will be channeled up to you, their Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that even the spirit of defeat, it will have to go. It will dry up and die in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because there is a victory in you, their Father. There is a victory in you, Almighty God. And so, Lord, we thank you for the shifting of the very atmosphere. We thank you, Almighty God, that where there was death, there is no life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God, that where there was worry, there is no worship, Almighty God. We thank you, dear Father, that where there was pressure and pain, there is no praise, dear Father. Hallelujah. Atmosphere shift in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For that person in their car, we shift the very atmosphere even now. For the person in their kitchen, in the bathroom, wherever they are, lying in bed, at the workplace, wherever their father, we command the atmosphere to shift and to line up, hallelujah, with the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Atmosphere shift in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we give you total glory. We give you total praise. We give you total honor, Almighty God. And we thank you, God, that our voices will come up like sweet, sweet aroma and savor to you, Almighty God, because they're no longer muzzled. They're no longer silenced, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Love and blessing, spoken word family, and do not be silent. We can't say anything else more than do not be silent. Now, this is your girl signing out. Until next time, walk good.